Hi, my name's Ron Bratz. I'm the founder and president of Liftoff. We're a Microsoft partner that focuses exclusively on Office 365. This presentation is designed for IT leaders in state and local government. At Liftoff, we've deployed hundreds of organizations to Office 365. Over 100 of those are state and local governments, cities, counties, boroughs, towns, tax districts, appraisal offices, all types of state and local government. Office 365 is a collaborative suite of tools provided by Microsoft that works extremely well in government organizations. Most projects begin with email. That's the driving decision to move to the cloud. And no matter what you're currently on, Lotus, GroupWise, Old Exchange, POP Systems, IMAP, whatever it is, we've worked with organizations to transition out of those old systems and into Office 365. That tends to be the first product where organizations are interested in the move and why they want to do it. And Microsoft surrounds that with a lot of collaborative tools like Link and SharePoint and even Office that round it out and integrate nicely together. Every migration project that we do has a unique recipe. We'd like to say there are 8 ways to migrate to Office 365, and 5 of those are terrible ways. 2 of those are pretty good and would probably work, but 1's the best. And what we try to do in our assessment process is we try to uncover and explain to you the pros and cons of all of the different decisions that need to be made so that we can put together the right recipe for success. And there are a lot of variables. What migration tool should we use? What migration strategy should we use? Should this be an overnight project? Should this be a staged project? Should we use directory sync? If so, do we do it early or the middle or towards the end? All of these things come together to form a recipe that really has to be crafted in the right order in order for the project to be successful. At Liftoff, we have a core service that we provide over and over again to state and local governments. It's called Guided Deployment Services for Office 365. This is a repeatable process that we've done over and over and over, and we've refined over dozens and even hundreds of projects so that when it's time to deliver an Office 365 system and plan a mail migration and SharePoint project, Link and Office deployment, we can do that leveraging all of the experiences we've had over the years of deploying this. The guided services is designed to coach and mentor you through the process. At no point are we taking control of your systems or accessing your systems without you being present. Our model is we want to coach and steer and lead you through the steps. Why? Because at the end, we want you to be self-sufficient. We want you to be fully capable of managing this system as you grow into the system in the years that follow. If you're a state local government, you need to understand about Microsoft's approach to data centers. Microsoft has had an enterprise cloud, which they've had for years. And just in the last couple years, they've released something called the Government Community Cloud. Complete separation, separate data centers for the state local government entities. And that's where most of our state local government entities want to be or need to be. It's the Government Community Cloud that's handling things like CJIS compliance, okay, and access to data. There are some restrictions that are needed for a government, and they're going to be best handled in the Government Community Cloud. So once you figure out if you need to be in the Government Community Cloud, the next thing to figure out is how are you going to get there? Because there are only a few ways that you can get into the Government Community Cloud. Those licensing models and means of getting in, we can help figure that out. We can even help place orders that move you into the Government Community Cloud. Just about all of the cities and counties that we've migrated have had some very interesting requirements around compliance and compliance management. Most cities and counties are required by law to preserve their email for freedom of information, public record requests, and you need to understand things like e-discovery and legal hold and how compliance works in the Office 365 system. Again, we've deployed this dozens of times with dozens of cities and counties. So we're very good at explaining how it works and how your policies may match up with other cities and counties in your state or across the U.S. At Liftoff, we have a unique approach to consulting projects. Our goal is to empower you and enlist your help and support as much as possible, because we want you to be self-sufficient when the project's over. Our role is to be a mentor and a coach and a leader and a trainer and steer you through these projects. We're going to do the hardest parts with you. We're tackling those tasks together, but we're going to empower you and keep you involved throughout so that there's tremendous knowledge transfer as we work through our projects. By using this method, we're able to keep our consulting fees at a very low cost. And many of our projects are done completely virtual. It's a model that has worked for us for years and years with hundreds of projects. At Liftoff, we put two project managers on every single migration project. And I'm one of those managers. So I'm hands-on involved and a resource in this throughout. And having done, again, hundreds of migrations, that's very valuable. The other project manager assigned to everyone has completed over 200 migrations as well. So this level of experience and expertise is somewhat unique in the Office 365 partner community. If you'd like to learn more about Liftoff, you can find us on the internet at www.liftoffonline.com. We've got information about our organization, projects that we've done, case studies, client reviews of our projects in the past, and a learning center where you can see some of the training videos that we've created. You could also contact me directly, ron@liftoffonline.com, or call me, 410-419-1591.